everybody. Welcome back. My name is Dylan. This is my brother, Drew.
Thank you so much for joining us for our third installment of Cardiac Half Presents Miller Boy Mondays.
The first episode, we broke down our favorite song, Big Bad Wolf. Go check that one out, episode one. Episode two, we broke down our most recent song, Secret Letters. Also a good one. Grab some tissues when you listen to the song. Yep. It'll make you weep. This one, the third one, we are going to be breaking down.
It's called Killing Me Slowly, not to be confused with Killing Me Softly.
That's right. So this was the first song that we took and recorded with Ryan Wilson.
Yeah, and it was cool, too, because it was his first band that he had in his new building that he was renting.
That's right.
At the time. So it's really special for all of us kind of involved with that process.
Yeah.
It was one of the first songs that Dylan and I co-wrote together, which is always special.
Right.
Tell everybody kind of how you started, because you started writing that song. What was your writing process like?
Yeah, in May 2017, I was about to graduate from the University of Mobile.
Ram Tide.
Go Rams. I think it's that. That's the... Yeah. Anyway, go Rams. I was about to graduate, and I was moving away, which is, you know, difficult. You've been 4 years somewhere, and you're leaving some friends behind. But we were coming back to really pursue this full-time as much as we could. And I was thinking, hey, you know, is there, like, any unfinished business between me and any girls before I graduate and leave? And so I started to write Killing Me Slowly. Graduated, moved back, and went on a road trip with my grandparents. Came back, and I was like, hey, Drew, come here. I'm going to show you this song that I've kind of had in the back of my mind since May.
And so Dylan sat down at the piano. Keep in mind, he can play the piano, but he's not really a pianist or anything.
Yeah, not really.
So, although you did pass proficiency in college.
I did take 2 years of piano so I could get by.
That's right. We had the same piano teacher, too.
We did. Shout out to Miss Evers. That's right. She made us into... Mainly made him into the musician he is. You really tried with me. She even sat me... I don't know if I told you this before, but she sat me down, like, the first semester I had her, and she was like, oh, you're Drew Miller's little brother. He's an incredible piano player. I'm so excited to meet you and to teach you. Let's hear what you have. And I was like...
What did you play her?
I don't even remember, but she was like, oh, okay, so you're not a piano player. And I was like... Okay.
That's amazing.
So anyway, awesome. Shout out to Miss Evers. She really, she worked with us as hard as she could.
So props to Dylan. He did really well. He sat down at the piano and he started playing this song and I was blown away by the hook. His chorus was phenomenal. Don't get a big head. In fact, I was like kind of jealous that he wrote a better hook than anything I had ever written at that point. So I was like, wow. But then he played the rest of the song.
Yeah, the song's in 4/4. I wanted a song in 5/4, so I put the verses in 5/4.
I don't think that you intentionally wrote it to be 5/4.
Actually, no, I really did, but it just didn't work with the song.
He had the same riff, the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, except 5/4, it was something along the lines of dun-dun, coming back to town, spinning you around.
It was not spinning her around. Long story short, I digress. We took the course, and Drew wrote the rest of the song, because the rest of my song wasn't as good as the course.
The course was so great that
that's right.
Nothing
that's
else right. can make
He's trying
it
to help me feel better, and I really appreciate that.
I had to pull from my past experiences to kind of finish writing the verses and the bridge and that kind of thing. So I pulled from this time where I attended my best friend and his wife's wedding. And while I was there, I met this really beautiful girl, and
it was love at first sight.
No. But she was making googly eyes at me the whole time, and I'm not very good with picking up on signals and whatnot. So the groom had to tell me, "Dude, she's really into you. You need to make a move." And so I said, oh, "Okay, right." Keep in mind, this was not like 10 years ago, like nervous high school Drew. This is like a few years back. I'm a man at this point.
Yeah, and if you listen to the lyrics, it's like, man, this dude's super suave. Like, hey, baby, would you like to dance?
Yeah, super
and
suave.
Do you know who's not suave? My brother, Drew Miller, right here.
But that's the beauty about songwriting, is you can kind of create a character into the person that you can't be.
That you want to be.
That you want to be, right?
Anyway.
So I shuffled across the floor to her, and we stood in the same line.
I'm pretty sure he tripped and then spilled something on himself.
I did not. No, you're making that up. So I got in line with her, and she actually, I think, started the conversation with me, and then I proceeded to awkwardly ask her to dance with me, in which she replied yes. And so not like the song at all, but anyway, we had this really fun night on the dance floor. It was just a good night, but we knew kind of, and the song reflects this, that it was just a fun, one night dance at a wedding. Mm-hmm. And we got to know each other a little bit, and it was just really cool.
Yeah, it's a cool, different type of love story, because most of them are, meet, fall in love,
yeah,
hopefully get married. This one is like, hey, this doesn't last further than the time we leave to go home, but we're going to have a really fun few hours, and we're going to be in love, and that's super cool.
And it was. We were both, I think, infatuated with each other, but in the song, of course, I wanted to paint it in a little bit more of a romantic way.
And I think on one of the last pre-courses of the song, it's actually from her perspective, her character's perspective, saying, hey, I see it in your eyes. You love me, if only for tonight.
And that's how we brought Killing Me Slowly together.
In December of 2017, we took Killing Me Slowly to Ryan, and we were like, hey, this is the song we're ready to record.
And he liked it, and we wanted to go ahead and pull the trigger on that song. It was a little different at the time when going into the studio. It was more of a kind of a swung type vibe. Think of La La Land. So I just got done watching that movie not long ago, and I had like sevens and nine chords and stuff like that. And
for those of you who don't know music theory, it's just really complicated chords that don't really they're not in pop music as much. So Ryan was like, yeah, we're going to nix that. And then the solo at the time was like this really sweet, like bluesy,
just good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes. It kind of made you want to just like look up at the stars and dance, and that's cool. But Ryan knew what we were going for overall, and so we kind of restructured the song a little bit. So we called up a friend of ours, Jasper Joyner, and he came and drummed for us.
A phenomenal drummer, great guy.
He did a bang-up job. A little drummer joke for you guys. He did an incredible job. Yeah. Chris Spears, who plays guitar for us, he recorded guitar and I recorded bass. And we had a really good time in the studio finishing that song.
Right, for sure. I did keys and, of course, the lead vocals, which at the time, I feel like that was the first song right before I started taking vocal lessons. So I feel like as you listen to each single progressively, hopefully my voice sounds like it's getting better.
Yeah, but we even really eventually hope to kind of rearrange Killing Me Slowly, maybe re-record it, re-engineer it to something a little different. So maybe you'll hear something more about that in the future.
Dylan, do you have any favorite memories of playing Killing Me Slowly? What comes to your head?
Well, we premiered it the day before it was released for the world to hear at a show on campus at Mobile. So that was pretty special. That was a fun one.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we got to release it the next day in the midst of a three-show weekend run that we were playing. So that was a blast. I want to say we were playing the song live at the Masquerade.
Oh, I know
back around the same time.
That was good, yeah.
And Drew has arranged a really cool like intro for when we start the set with Killing Me Slowly.
Right.
It's an intro that kind of brings us up. We walk on the stage too. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It kind of, I don't know, it sets the tone for the night. We want it to be a little bit epic. And so as we're walking on stage to this, kind of this epic intro, suddenly Chris, our guitar player, just is walking. Looks like he owns the world. And
strutting,
then,
man.
Boom.
He hits a stare. And as he's making eye contact with a couple girls on the front row, he just, in slow motion, I'm sure, just falls. And we hear a boom. And then I'm walking up behind him. And so I'm like, I'm caught off guard. I forget to, retune my guitar to the right tuning for this song. And so the intro ends and it gets quiet. And then it comes in with,
it's just my vocal, right? So she looks my, and then I come,
boom, and I'm playing in the wrong key because I'm so caught off.
And Chris is getting up off the floor.
Oh my goodness!
It was not the best way to
play that song. That's probably the memory that comes to my mind the most. Killing Me Slowly is on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube. We don't have a music video for it, but
we do have some really cool photos, and they are right here. I also have a cool beard. Let me know if you think that I should grow my beard back out this winter to match that of this photo, or if you like what you see right now.
We said we weren't going to throw that in here, but I guess we are now going to be taking a vote on Drew's beard. I'm so sorry. Please, if you don't like it, comment that he shouldn't grow it back out. And if you do think he should grow it back out, then
it's whatever our friends want, man.
Yeah.
Please let us know what you think about Killing Me Slowly. Do you like the song? Do you want to see us do a remake in the future? Please leave a comment in the comments section.
That's right. Next week, we're going to be breaking down Work in Progress and giving you a behind-the-scenes look into that song.
It's a vibey song, a fresh tune, so please join us next week. You won't regret it.
That's right. We are Cardiac Half, and this is
Miller Boy Mondays. You love me.